if your predominant destructive emotion is confusion and dullness, due perhaps to the belief that phenomena occur without causes and conditions, or that the self operates under its own power, you can meditate on the dependent arising of phenomena, their dependence on causes. You can also contemplate rebirth in cyclic existence, beginning with ignorance and ending with aging and death. Either of these will undermine the confusion of wrong ideas and ignorance and promote intelligence. If your predominant destructive emotion carried over from the past is pride, you can meditate on the categories of phenomena within your mind-body complex. Paying attention to these many factors undermines the sense of a self separate from them. Also, when you consider these in detail, you will realize that there are many things you do not know, thereby deflating your aggrandized sense of self. Nowadays, scientists such as physicists have their own categories of phenomena, such as the 6 types of quarks: up, down, charm, strange, top, and bottom, and the 4 forces: electromagnetic, gravitational, strong nuclear, and weak nuclear, which, if you think you know everything, will puncture your pride when you consider them. You will end up thinking, I don't know anything. If your predominant afflictive emotion is generation of too many thoughts, so that you are fluttering around thinking about this and that, you can meditate on the exhalation and inhalation of the breath as described in the previous section. When you tie your mind to the breath, the seemingly ceaseless stream of thoughts roaming here and there will immediately diminish. If you have no predominant destructive emotion, you can choose any of these objects. A special object. A helpful object of meditation for all personality types is an image of Buddha or some other religious figure, since concentration on it imbues your mind with virtuous qualities. If by bringing this image to mind again and again, you visualize it clearly, it remains with you during all your daily activities, as if you were in a Buddha's presence. When you become sick and are in pain, you will be able to evoke this marvelous presence. Even when you are dying, a Buddha will continuously appear to your mind, and your consciousness of this lifetime will end within an attitude of vivid piety. This would be beneficial, wouldn't it,